John Cook, welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to see you. Nice to meet you. And you are the sole Republican, at least the sole Republican who says he's a Republican, running for the Board of County Commissioners, District 3.
That is correct.
Talked to Ryan McAllister a short while ago. We're going to, by the way, next Friday, talk with Greg Brotherton and Craig Durgan. And that will be at about the same time. Watch my Facebook page for getting a time on that. John Cook, oh, by the way, who are you?
Mark, this campaign manager.
You're his campaign manager?
Yes.
What is your name?
Mark Fuller.
Mark Fuller, the campaign manager. And you're here as a witness.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you're welcome to be here. I guess I can turn your microphone off because it's John I'm talking to. But if you have an urgent message, you just wave at me all you'd like. John, when did you decide to run for county commissioner and who recruited you?
I've been involved with Jefferson County Republicans for about 3.5 years, and the last year and a half as chairman of Jefferson County Republicans. And so we knew we wanted somebody to run, and I was interviewing people, and they were all concerned if nobody runs for District 2 in 2020, then it was a waste of their time. And I disagreed with that another different voice on the board would be a good thing. So
you recruited yourself.
I recruited myself.
That's happened in this county before. Quite often candidates, as you know, are recruited. You were
yes.
Trying to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, and eventually you looked in the mirror and there he was. Huh?
Yep, the candidate right there.
And you will have Republican Party will have two seats to look at in 2020, I believe, districts 1 and 2, right?
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
So a bit of personal background. How long have you lived here? Where did you come from?
My wife and I have been married for 23 years, and we live between 104 and Quillacene. So we've been there about 10 years. Before that, we were about 10 years in Silverdale.
Uh-huh.
We were in Silverdale since about 85, but we got married So before that, I grew up on the Oregon coast down by Coos Bay, Oregon, which is very similar situation as here, kind of on the coast, and this weather forecast, or the weather is about the same. And so we moved up here from Silverdale we're both country kids, and we just wanted to get back to the country. And
so you have acreage?
Yeah, but just under 4 acres.
Have any animals?
Two dogs and a crazy cat.
I see. Nothing any bigger than that.
No, not right now.
Any ambition to have a bigger animal than that?
I grew up on a ranch, and just under 80 acres with my parents. So that kind of ties you down. I don't think we're ready to be tied down that much.
I understand that. Where did you graduate high school?
Coquille High School.
I don't know where that is.
It's by Coos Bay.
Oregon coast, huh?
Yeah, it's inland from Coos Bay.
I haven't been down that way in a long time, and the time that I was down there, it was on bicycle, so I stayed right by the coast.
Yeah.
Didn't get too far inland that way. What did you do for work?
I
assume you're retired.
Nope.
Oh, what do you do for work?
I work for the county as a custodian. I've worked for them for about 10 years. And I also substitute teach in Central Kitsap School District and coach wrestling. I still substitute teach down there because that's where I coach. And so
you coach wrestling, John. You're not a very big man.
Well,
I don't
wrestling
think
goes
I don't
from little guy to big guy.
Don't get too close. I don't want to get myself hurt here. You have been, I think, said a year and a half chair of the Jefferson County Republicans.
Yes.
And what changes have you encouraged in the party? How has the party changed in your year and a half?
We have got more excited than when I started there. When I started, I went to just a meeting. I thought, well, maybe I'll help out and be a PCO, and walked out of there the state committee man. And Steve Crosby, who I know you know, he kind of got the boat turned around as to more excitement and people getting more excited about what's going on. Conservative people are actually out there somewhere. And so we are bringing them in. And so Steve got it going, and I've just kept on just plugging in people where they fit and letting them do what they love best. Prop 1 obviously helped a whole bunch. We got a lot of people from all sides of the political view to pitch in and help. So
now that you're here, I think I've interviewed every chair of the Jefferson County Republicans since the station has been on the air.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to remember the name of one of them whose passion, from my observation, was climate change skeptic.
Oh, probably Gene Farr.
indeed is whom I'm thinking of. I went... looked at your website a good bit yesterday, and it seems like that passion about climate change denial is no longer part of your platform.
We are, I would say, cautiously, we're watching it as far as I was listening to the radio and climatologist from the University of Washington said that a study has found that the Washington coast hasn't increased as much. There have only like 0.3 degrees. And he was saying that, you know, they're still concerned because all the temperatures are pointing in that direction, but they're kind of not ready to... call it a disaster already. So we're, obviously it's something's going on with the weather, but climate change is a whole different thing.
Did you listen to my conversation about an hour ago with Ryan McAllister?
No,
that's good because you would recognize all the questions coming by a second time.
Oh.
So it'll be fresh for you. You're running for county commissioner from District 3, but how will you represent the citizens of District 3 in, I say, a special way relative to citizens of the other two districts? What does it mean to be a county commissioner from one district in particular?
That is the main reason I was looking for somebody to run this position, because I seen our current commissioner voting with the other two districts every time. And we in District 3 are different than the other two districts, there is no doubt. It's more rural, it's more conservative. So I just couldn't see how somebody could vote with the other two every time and represent the people there. So I would like to broaden that perspective and of the BOCC to make it a wider, I have common sense ideas, and that's what gets by out in District 3 is common sense. I was talking to a bunch of people from Brennan, and they feel like third-class citizens out there from the sheriffs and the,
You think they don't get the county services that the people in the north part of the county get?
Yeah, that's their feeling. That's what they told me.
So last month, the Board of County Commissioners gave, I will say, not tentative, but rather fuzzy approval to what I'll call the Black Point Resort, just to make it go quickly. Would you have voted as they did? Do you support the resort as it's presently designed? Would you wish to change it?
That is one of the things that... you look at our county economics right now, and like the unencumbered fund, which is funds that aren't designated to be spent in a certain way, and it's over $1 million now, but in their own budget 4 years from now, it'll just be over $100,000. Something's not working. And
so
we
you mean the county is spending its reserves down?
Yeah. This is an unencumbered fund. It's not... the reserves, but they have used the reserves for road maintenance stuff. but anyway, the idea that I have is I went up there and went on the property, and it's an old, rundown 1,000 trails we put a multi-million dollar resort on there, the property taxes will be a huge increase for our revenue for the county, which hopefully will transfer into, you know, more services down in District 3. So yes, I am very much in support of the
as it's configured. Would you want to change it, or do you think, some have argued, and one of them being Mark Rose, who was on the show very earliest today, that it's out of scale with the South County, with the rural character of the South County. Does that trouble you?
Well, you know, even the community is definitely split over that, but it was last year and this year, almost 90% of the kids in the Brennan School District are on free and reduced lunch. That's ridiculous. As a teacher, that's crazy. 50% is bad. So they need something down there. They need jobs. They need economic development, and that will give it to them.
Mm-hmm. Joe D'Amico. You know the name Joe D'Amico. You probably have met Joe D'Amico. Has proposed the Cedar Hill Recreation Facility for an area near Tarbo Lake, Tarbo Ridge, Tarbo Valley, out that way. There's a good bit of opposition to it. I'm wondering what your position on it is.
I think, just kind of like the MPR, he owns that land. And as long as he is abiding by the rules of the county, he should be able to develop that land how he chooses. You know, part of the thing for a gun range for the county codes is it needs to be away from people, and it is. Now, I'll tell you, I live about a mile and a half from there. I would have much rather had the Brennan Master Plan Resort a mile and a half from me than the gun range, but it's his property, and ultimately he has to abide by the rules, but yet...
What will be the consequences for people who own property nearby that shooting range? What do you think will happen with the property values?
He's quite a ways away from actual people. I mean, I'm a mile and a half away from him. I don't know that it will affect their property values drastically. I guess, to me, the county needs to monitor the noise. And if it goes over, then he needs to be fined.
Do you support the moratorium that the Board of Commissioners put on shooting ranges to give the community time to modify the comprehensive plan and the development code with respect to shooting ranges, which really got very little treatment? I was on the Planning Commission when the comprehensive plan was written, and believe me, we didn't talk about that very much.
Yeah. I think as a time to evaluate what was going on, I think it was a good idea to put a permanent moratorium. Obviously, I don't agree with that, but to give them time to realize what, you know, okay, what do we need to do?
What limitations do you think government can put on people's use of their property?
Well, if it drastically affects the properties around them, one of the things I think has happened, especially out in District 3, is we have people moving in who don't know, they want to live in the country, but they don't know what country life is like. Country life isn't everybody leave me alone, and you know, country life is four-wheel drives up and down the road. It's hunting season in October and November. So
two helipads.
Well, we have planes flying over us and helicopters all the time.
Okay, I'm not landing near my house and probably not landing in your neighborhood, but perhaps that will change. Yeah. Affordable housing. Well, as I said to Ryan McAllister, the discussion I was hearing first was about homelessness in this area. And there's homelessness everywhere in this country, but in this area too. then it became affordable housing. So it wasn't people who had no resources who were struggling. It was people who had resources but not enough. And now there's not housing for anyone. I mean, I shouldn't say not for anyone. There are many people looking and looking and looking for rentals who couldn't afford to pay what would seem to be even exorbitant prices for rent, and yet there are no places to rent. What do we do mm-hmm. about that? What can you do as county commissioner about that?
Well, the first thing that needs to happen is a septic system or a sewer system in Hadlock. That will open the gates for more development, more housing. The in Kitsap County, they have been building and they have been developing, and they have actually last month have seen where their housing has dropped into the single digits as opposed to the available houses for purchase have dropped into.
There's a population boom in Kitsap County for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, but they are actively doing something to.
What are they doing?
Combat that. They're building apartments and housing complexes. What the county, in my opinion, needs to do is modify that and make that building happen, but yet make sure they are affordable houses, you know, at least part of them, so that it's not McMansions, what they call, the big houses where, you know, you can't only fit a few on a lot, but, you know, let the developer develop the land, but yet put a little bit of restriction on there, so it's, you know.
Well, you started your answer first with a mention of a sewer system, I presume, in the Port Hadlock area, maybe in Brennan also. And that, especially with respect to Port Hadlock, is an ongoing discussion that I've been here since 1981, and I was hearing it in 1981. Even in 1981, at least there was a possibility of public funds for a sewer system for an area like Port Hadlock. Nowadays, it does not seem like those funds are available. The county commission has been talking about, every county commissioner candidate has talked about a sewer for the tri-area, a sewer for Port Hadlock, at least for the business part, but it runs smack dab into the where's the money going to come from?
Yeah.
Where do you think it could come from?
The sewer system that they had planned, the county commissioners, was like $46 million, and it was the gold-plated, you know, the best that they could get. Well, now technology has come in and they are reevaluating that bid. I know Mr. Durgan will be in here, and he knows a lot more about it than I do. There's a lid. Local Improvement District. There's also another offer about a public-private
probably way to put it for in the business core.
Yeah,
which wouldn't do anything for housing, though.
But you could put apartments then in, and then spread it out. It could grow, you know, under the Growth Management Act when you get a sewer in there.
Mm-hmm. Then it could become an urban growth area. And then, indeed, apartment houses. But getting the sewer, getting the money is still the struggle, is still the challenge, isn't it?
Well, if we can get that, you know, get some businesses in here, we need more to loosen up some of the regs on the at Department of Community Development, and get some businesses to come in here, like QFC is maxed out at 20,000. It's an urban growth area. It's maxed out at 20,000 square feet. They would love to grow. Hadlock Building Supply right behind them, maxed out at 20,000 square feet.
And there's a lot of ground between those two businesses, isn't there? Vacant ground, really.
Yeah.
That could be developed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
what do you think the county could do? What do you think a county commissioner such as John Cook could do to encourage big box retail to come to the county? I asked that question of Ryan McAllister, and his answer is, I don't want big box retail. Yeah. What do you say?
I would be cautious about big box retail. We have a rural character in this county that everybody loves. So as far as big box stuff, I think we would, what's wrong with a pharmacy, like a Rite Aid or something like that? You know, more the
small box.
Yeah.
Kind of,
yeah. Basically, yeah. And
you don't know about the history of Rite Aid in Port Townsend?
I've heard about Rite Aid, wrong place. And
you have heard that very well.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think Port Townsend loves just the way it is, and that's fine with me. I don't have a problem with that, but I don't think the rest of the county should suffer joblessness because of that. They should be allowed to grow and develop.
A past candidate for county commission, I do not recall his name, campaigned sometimes with a bit of antagonism towards Port Townsend.
No, we have a lot of conservatives in Port Townsend. And like I said, it's a beautiful little town that was recently voted one of the most beautiful on the West Coast. And, you know.
When you go to town, where do you go?
To the courthouse to work.
That's true, you do, don't you? You're a custodian at the courthouse. That's a good answer to a stupid question. I did look at your website, Jefferson County Republican website, not yours personally, and looked at the platform. And I'm wondering, this takes us to a more national perspective. I'm wondering which of the elements or what do we have? We have a platform, we have planks or something like that.
Yeah.
In your platform, which ones you support? I picked out three because I'm curious. How about the border wall? Do you support the border wall?
Yes, I do. At what cost? Well, I think that we're spending a lot of money for people who are coming across the border and medical care that is not necessarily necessary. I went to the emergency and it was packed. It was a Friday night. It was packed. And the lady was, this was in at Harrison, and the lady was like, okay, we'll get you in. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of people here. And she's like, oh, well, most of them are illegals, and they're just coming for free stuff.
That is quite a thing for someone to say.
That's what she told
that's
me.
That's what she said, isn't that's, it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she was the receptionist?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Repeal of the Affordable Health Care Act.
We need to have something to replace it. And
what would that be?
That would be a national issue that, you know, I got into politics to help my community.
Local stuff, you're more interested. Well, I'm going to ask you one more anyway from the platform, because you're running as a Republican, and it is the Republican Party platform. Immediate deportation of anyone found to be in this country illegally.
I think we have a lot of people who are here that need a path. It needs to be much more structured. Okay, you're here illegally, you have a job, you are doing things right, you have 5 years to get in, to get your citizenship, and we will check on you periodically to make sure you're gone. So, you know, somebody who's working and not causing a problem, they have a lot of the same values as we do as Republicans. I wouldn't want them exported.
So in some cases, you take a more nuanced approach to what one would see in the party platform.
Probably,
I think you just did, as a matter of fact. Okay, one more question. And again, this is more of a national thing, but it's something you're going to have to face, I think, is when you speak. When folks read of you, when they see you, there's some people in this county, whether you like it or not, they're going to see Donald Trump, because he really is the figurehead, not just of the country, but of your party. How do you feel about that?
I support our president. I don't want our nation to fail just because I don't like. A lot of times he does more to hurt himself than anything else, but you look around, look at our economy, and look at the trade deals we're getting, look at the respect that we're getting now. So he does have his drawbacks, but he also has changed things drastically. So once again, I got involved in politics.
For the local level.
For the local level.
You're not running for president, are you?
No, and probably I don't never plan will. To.
John Cook, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I wish you the best. The ballots go out in about 2 weeks, I think.
No, they go out the 18th, which is next week.
Oh, next week, and I'm having...
Yep, today's the 13th.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure you know about this sort of a thing. I wish you the best, and I'm glad you keep track of the calendar better than I do.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks.
And thank you to the campaign manager, whose name is John Cook, but it really isn't, is it?
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. He has a John Cook button on, and he did tell us who he was, but I've forgotten. All right, have a good afternoon. Are you knocking on doors, knocking on doors, knocking on doors?
Oh, we are knocking on doors, yes.
You see, your knuckles look a little beat up, all right. Well, this is a question for Ryan, rather. Do you take pepper spray and dog biscuits?
No, but it's a lot more complicated to door knock out in Cool Scene in Brennan than in Port Hadlock.
There's some long driveways that you may wonder about when you start down them, aren't there?
That's right. And a lot of them say no trespassing.
And you probably don't trespass, do you?
Yeah, no. I respect their rights.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
And that's John Cook, one of four candidates for county. You don't need to be too church mouse quiet, but you do need to open the door so that the next person, the next guest of the show, oops, there's his Slim Jim, they're called. You get those from time to time. Oh, let me shuffle my paperwork here. I should remember Joe Stanton, I hope, is here.
Joe is here.
Well, invite him in, please. He's in the next room. Maybe there's even two of him. One person. Oh, the other person went the other way. Joe, have a chair. I'm well. I think I need to take a short break. Because we want to hear about the Chimicum Corner farm stand.